Okay. We're going to do Basi Lagani. We're going to do the one from Lel Shabbos Kodesh. That's the first of the series. Okay, now, the Friedrich Rebbe gave out Basi Lagani. He gave out four Maimarim. One was for his grandmother's yard site on Yud Shvat. One was his mother's yard site on Gimel Shvat. And then he gave out a Maimar. He didn't give it out yet. Purim and Beis Nissen. Now, a lot of the Rabbeim, they wouldn't say Maimarim. The Friedrich Rebbe had a difficult time talking. So they would write Maimarim. A lot of times the Rabbeim would write Maimarim for themselves without a beginning and an end. And then afterwards they put a beginning and end to it. Like the beginning Pasuk, or Gemara, the questions and the answers at the end and so on. So the Friedrich Rebbe gave out two Maimarim. Basi Lagani for Yud Shvat, Tovshin Yud, and he gave out a Yushevis Beganim for Yud Gimel Shvat. Those two Maimarim he gave out right away then for Yud Shvat with a beginning and an end. Each one had five chapters in it. The Maimer for Purim in Beis Nissen, which was the Rebbe Rashab's yard site, the Friedrich Rebbe's father's yard site, he didn't give them out yet because it wasn't the time yet. He didn't give out the Maimer yet. Then later they gave it out, but the Maimer of Purim and Beis Nissen didn't have a beginning and end. So there were altogether 20 chapters in that sequence of the four Maimarim. And the Rebbe, from the time he said the first Maimer, Tovshin Yud Aleph, he explained the first chapter of Basi Lagani. Tovshin Yud Beis, he explained the second chapter of Basi Lagani. And then the third chapter, every year, until Tovshin Lamed, when they wrote Mashiach Sefer Torah, the Rebbe finished the whole continuation of on the 20th chapter. Then Tovshin Mem Aleph, the Rebbe started again for many years. He gave out again. The Rebbe said a Maimer on Eis Aleph, and then Eis Beis, and Eis Gimel, and so on. And the Rebbe said, there were times the Rebbe said that the letter, that paragraph, that chapter of Basi Lagani of that year is the avoid of that year. So this year would be Tovshin Pei Aleph, so it would be again the 11th chapter. So therefore, they gave out the Maimarim. The Rebbe said in Tovshin Chaf Aleph, three Maimarim, and then Tovshin Mem Aleph. Okay? Did he go wrote it by hand? His stroke didn't affect his writing, it affected his speech. The actual writing? The Rebbe has it. Okay. Basi Lagani Achaisi Kalo, this is based on the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Okay, so it says, I have come to my God, my sister, the bride, Visa B'Medrash, the Medrash says, Lagani Lignuni, to my garden, to my dwelling place, L'makim Shoyi Ikri B'Tchila, where I was at the beginning. Meaning, the Iker, Shechinim, B'Tachteinim, Haisa. Shlomo HaMelech and Shir HaShirim says the Pasuk, that Hashem said, I have come to my garden, my sister, the bride. And the Medrash says that Pasuk refers to Matan Torah. And Hashem says, I have come back to my garden. That means he was here, and then he left. And now, by Matan Torah, he came back. That's the Medrash defines the Pasuk. So he says, the Iker, Shechinim, B'Tachteinim, Haisa. Primary level of Shechina was down here by before the Chet Etzadas, Alachai de Chatoim, Silkos Shechina Momata Lamaila. But through the various seven sins, the Shechina left from down here up there, out of the Kiyah Shvi until the seventh heaven. Like he says, this Etzadas made the Shechina leave from earth. When Cain killed Hevel, and then Enish, all the seven Avedas, the Shechina left, all the way up to the seventh heaven. And then, like he says, the seventh tzaddikim got up and brought the Shechina back down. Avram brought it from seven to six, Yitzchok from six to five, and so on. Achabon Meisha until Meisha. Shua Shvi. Meisha Rabbeinu was the seventh. Bechol Ashvi and Chavivin. And all seven are precious. Hedid Olamata Ba'aretz brought the Shechina back down here. And that's what it says, Basi Lagani Lugnuni. So that's what the Pasuk says by Matan Torah. The Shechina, Hashem says, I have come back to my garden, my dwelling place, meaning where I was. I left for a while, you know, from Chet Etzadas, and then I came back. So Matan Torah, the Shechina was back down on earth. But he says, Achmi Tzad Chet, O Egel, But after Matan Torah was the chet of the eagle, and Nasa Eda Pam Sila Kashchina. Okay, the Shechina left, right? Again, because like we learned many times, the chet Eitz Hadas is accomplished the same terrible thing the Eitz Hadas did, the original sin. And this is what the mitzvah is. The Hashem told them, make for me a mikdash, and I will dwell in their midst. It doesn't say in its midst, in their midst, within every single Jew. We need to accomplish that it has to be the resting of the Shechina. In other words, what did Moshe Rabbeinu accomplish? Bringing the Shechina back down. What's our mission? To bring the Shechina back down within ourselves. By every Jew bringing it within themselves, meaning, like we learned, the individual Geulam. So the same thing, what? Yeah. I'll paraphrase your question. Hashem creates the world every second. It's a brand new world. So why do we age? We should be the same age, zero.
No, we are physical.
I understand, but if Hashem's creating the physical world every second, then we shouldn't age. The answer is Hashem recreates it the way it was the second before. So Hashem recreates the world the way it was before. So then there was the eagle, so the eagle stayed until we changed that. But he recreates the world the way it was the second before. What is that? This is all a kitzur of the first chapters of Basilagani. What was the bringing down? What was the resting of the Mishkan what was the resting of the Shechina in the Mishkan? Is afichas hasheker v'shtus d'lom hazeh, to transform the sheker, the falseness and the shtus of the world, v'kashi hamishkan, to the boards of the Mishkan. Like he explains at great length in Basi Lagani, the boards were called keresh. Keresh is the letters of sheker, falseness. Kedesh means a board. So what's the purpose of the Mishkan spiritually? Transforming the falseness of the world to a Kedesh, to a board of the Mishkan. The Mishkan was built from Atzi Shitim. Shitim comes from the word Shtus. Transform the foolishness of the world to foolishness of Kedusha.
Doesn't denigrate the creation when you say it's false?
No. Hashem created that we should unfalsify it. And that was generally speaking the purpose and the concept of the Korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. They brought a physical behemoth. Why is a Korban called a Korban? Korban means Korayit, close. Okay, when you take a physical Korban and you burn it on the Mizbeach, it's consumed in godliness. The whole, the limbs and the organs and everything. What's the avodah of a Jew in our bringing our personal korban? That our whole intellect, feelings, thoughts, speech, and actions should be consumed in the enthusiasm, in the fire of Torah mitzvahs. And this is also the avodah of every single Jew to mahapech zeshtus lomazeh. She'etzlei, to transform the shtus, the foolishness of world. That's by each one of us, the shtus, the kedusha, to holiness. Meaning like this, the Gemara says, and he quotes this in the Basi Laganis, the only reason a person sins is because a foolish spirit comes into what's called temporary insanity. Meaning, a person really, any aveda you do is like idol worshipping. Because God is standing right in front of us. He says, don't do it. Don't think it. Don't say it. Don't do it. Then we're running in front of his face. We're doing it. Which basically means we're denying his existence. So every Aveda really is Aveda Zod. Yet, we find all of us will sin. Yet, when it comes to somebody threatening to bow down to an idol, we're willing to give up our life. So what's the difference? Every sin is Aveda Zod. The answer is because the shtus, the foolish spirit, comes and says, no, you're still frum, you're still Jewish, you're still connected, don't worry about it. So that's the shtus, that's why the Gemara calls the Yetzer Hara Melech Zaken Uchsil, the old foolish king, because he's a shaita, he's a fool, that wants to convince a Jew to sin. And what is the Jew out? He transforms the shtus of evil, the shtus of Kedusha, and he causes the carbon, the closeness of the nefesh habamis, by days and nasis gam akravas abehim agashmis kipshut beis hamikdash. And like he said, from the individual geula comes the general geula. By every Jew bringing their carbon, their animal is a carbon. So then, eventually, we'll go back to the general beis hamikdash. Shekelo kolin yoni elam haino aydei avei the chol echad ve'achem Yisrael. Through the Aveda of every single Yid, we affect that in the whole world it should be a Didalei's Baruch, a dwelling place for Hashem. By days and Nishlemes Hakavana. And that causes the Alukus, you know, to be revealed in the world. Okay, this is basically until Perek Yud Aleph. You know, very short and sweet. And he says, now, in order to accomplish this, that we as an individuals transform the foolishness of a world to Kedusha, and through this, by being a carbon and so on, to become part of Hashem's army. Okay, Tzivis Havai means Hashem's army. Or as it says when the Eden left in this week's parsha, when the Eden left Mitzrayim, it said, Yotu Kotzivis Hashem, the army of Hashem, left Egypt. So he says, Vaiva Maimon, he explains in the Maimer, that Betsava Yesh Gimel Perushim. There's three interpretations of the word Tzava. Meaning, Tzava Loshin Zman, Tzava means time. Like it says, Hale Tzva Le'enesh Ali Aris, the Pasuk says in Eov, that there's a certain amount of time that Hashem gives us in life. And the Pasuk uses the word tzva, le'enesh. So the word tzva, one interpretation means time. And the second interpretation is tzva lashon tzivyein, which is beauty, which is ritzon v'yofi, the will and beauty, which is hiskalulos, a combination of many different avodas. Meaning like this. What the Friedrich Rebbe explains in the Maimer that color doesn't come from one color. Beauty, I'm saying, beauty of a picture that can't come from one color. It's many different colors blending together in harmony. So therefore, what's the definition of tzava as far as beauty goes? A lot of different avedas. Ava, yira, you know, all those different things.
Does tzivyon suggest also falsehood of color?
No. But tzava, lashon chayil, and the third interpretation of tzava means a soldier. Right? The tzava is a soldier. So it means time, beauty, and soldier. By day, gimel and yonim, elu, he's going to explain. By doing all those three things, this is, by the way, still in Parakut. Mashlim, makavana, the dira b'techteinim. You complete the purpose of dira b'techteinim. Okay? So at the end of the maim in Parakut, the Friedrich Rebbe explains that you need to have all three interpretations of tzava. You need to be a soldier. Different avodas and the time that God allotted for us to live in this world. So the Rebbe says now like this. After the Friedrich Rebbe explained in Perek Yud, the last us of the second Maimer, the first two definitions of Tzava, Maschel Levayev Perek Yud Aleph Inyan Ikri Shebetzava Meloshin Chayil. And in Perek Yud, in other words, like this, at the beginning of Perek Yud, the Alter Rebbe says there's three interpretations of tzava, right? Time, beauty, and soldier. So in Perek Yud, in the end of the second Maimer, he explains the first two, beauty and time. But then in Perek Yud Aleph, which is this Perek this year, he explains another Inyan Ikri, a major primary definition of tzava, which is chayil. Which is a primary thing in Aveda, to be a soldier. What does that mean? The concept of tzava, which means time, it's only a condition in Aveda, not the Aveda. It does. We have to do Aveda in a certain amount of time. But the time itself is not the Aveda. Time is not Torah Mitzvahs. You have to do Torah Mitzvahs in the amount of time that Hashem gave us for our life. I know. It has to be in time and place, in the nature of the world. Like, really, Torah Mitzvahs has to be in the world. Like, you have to do Matzah and Pesach and this and Purim and this and Chanukah. I mean, you can't do it whenever you want. Like, it's known, the story of the Rebbe in this matter, the story that the Rebbe means, is when the Alter Rebbe had to do Kiddush Levana, you know, and he stopped the boat because he didn't want to do it miraculously. Okay. Gam Peter Sava Meloshin Sivin Viskalis. The same thing. When you speak about Sivyan as beauty, meaning a combination of many different colors, many different Avedas, and in your Aveda Atzma. It's not Aveda itself. Kiyim Hachon al Aveda is the preparation for Aveda, meaning. Shachoni is Galushakirla Atzmim Kol Yisro. What is there? This Aveda of Tzava beauty, that you do your Aveda, I do my Aveda, he does it, everybody does their Aveda. So then, that's the beauty when I join Klal Yisro and everybody particular is Aveda. That's why Chassidus explains, why did they wish to make like this? Chassidim, non-Chassidim, a million different types of Chassidim. Litvish, Sfardim, Ashkenazim, this, that. Why did they just create so many different people? Different types of serving him. And all of them are holy. The answer is because that's the beauty of Yiddishkeit. The beauty of Yiddishkeit is that there are so many different levels blending together in harmony, all serving one Hashem. Whatever you say.
That's what I said,
whatever you say. Therefore, before tefillah davening, you have to accept, as the Arizal says, the matzah of v'after reyachu kamecha. But that's not the Aveda. The Aveda uniting with all Jews, that's everybody's Torah mitzvah is uniting all Jews. But the unity is not the Aveda itself. Kivzel, you say, v'achon al-chote, kvishim avur ben amaymer. Shenisham, it's Yisrael chulukim madrigosam. Like the Friedrich Rebbe explains, what's the beauty of the Yidden? They're called Tzivis Hashem. Okay? So Tzava means we're all given a lot of time, 120 years to live. Tzava, then he says, means beauty. And he starts explaining, because the beauty of Yiddishkeit is there are so many different neshamas. There's heads and hands and feet and stomach and then the whole thing.
The unity is not the practice.
No.
Why not?
Because the unity is the Deuteri Mitzvahs in unity. If everybody will unite and play cards, it's not going to happen. That's not the Aveda. There are people that learn Teda, the secrets of Teda, and they're simple Jews. Therefore, what's the proper level of Aveda is in his Kalasim Kol Yisrael. Okay? So he says like this. At the end of the second Maimer, in Eisyud, the Friedrich Rebbe explains, Tzava means time, which is not the Aveda itself. It's the preparation of the Aveda. Then he explains Sava from the expression of beauty, meaning all Jews are together. Again, it's a preparation for the Aveda. And now in Perek Yud Aleph, the Friedrich Rebbe explains the third level of Sava, which means soldier. That is the Aveda. The Aveda is to be a soldier. What is the Aveda? What's a soldier? A soldier is Kabbalas Oil. That's it. Acceptance of the yoke, do what you're told. Like we learned, Nabil told us this many years ago, that you can have he gives a scenario, let's say they're fighting a battle, the general gives the soldier an order what to do, the soldier doesn't listen to the general, and because of that, they won the war. If they would have listened, they would have lost the war. Now that he did it on his own, they won the war. So now the shiloh is, what do you do to the soldier? So in the army, they would court-martial him. Why? Because the job of a soldier is not to win the war. The job of a soldier is to listen to commands. Kabbalah sale. So therefore, if a soldier is winning the war, that's not his avaida. He failed in his avaida. His avaida is to listen to orders. The general's job is to win the war. And the Rebbe explains in the Maimed, that when the king throws out all the treasures to fight a battle, who is the primary purpose of the war? The primary purpose of the war are the soldiers, the foot soldiers. I'm not talking about today, you press buttons. I'm saying years ago when they fought, you know, normal way of fighting. And that's what the Friedrich Rebbe explains in Perek Yud Aleph. The primary of actual avaid of the Jews, what's the actual primary avaid of the Jew that are called Sivis Avaya, Sava Miloshim Chayo, an expression of soldier. So even though the Eden are called Sivis Hashem, and they, meaning they have all the three interpretations, time, beauty, and but the primary avaid of the Jew is the third definition of Tzava, which is a Chayo. Okay. How did it start?